Support for today's show comes from Omio. Omio is a travel booking website that makes planning your journey really easy. Just enter your travel plan and Omio will show all the train, bus, flight and ferry options for your journey. Now that you can finally start traveling again, Omio saves you time and money. Send 7 listeners are even going to get 5% off your next booking, whatever the form of transport, just by using the code OMIO5 at the checkout. Omio, plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions apply. Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2021. Starting in Africa today, in Tunisia, President Kais Saied has announced a month-long curfew and banned gatherings of more than 3 people. 2 days after removing Prime Minister Hichem Michechi and suspending Parliament. There have been protests in Tunisia throughout 2021, mostly complaining about the economic situation and government corruption. On Sunday, President Saied removed Prime Minister Michechi and suspended Parliament, which most major parties have called a coup d'état. There have been small protests for and against the actions of the president. In the Mediterranean Sea, close to Libya, 57 people have died after their boat sank. The migrants are believed to mainly be from Nigeria, Ghana, and Gambia. Almost 1,000 migrants are known to have died trying to cross the central Mediterranean this year, almost 4 times as many as during this period last year. More than 1,500 people have arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa in the last 3 days, and tens of thousands have been brought back to Libya by the Libyan Coast Guard, which is funded by Italy and the EU. Americas. In the United States, all public sector employees in the city of New York must either be vaccinated against COVID-19 or take weekly tests from September. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said yesterday that it is important to do this for when school restarts.
On September 13th, which is the first full day of school, every single city employee will be expected to be either vaccinated or be tested weekly. This means everybody. This means, obviously, everyone who works in our schools, our educators and staff. It means the NYPD, the FDNY. It means all city agencies. It means people who work in offices and people who work on the front line. Everyone. Because September is when the rubber hits the road, and this is when we have to make the difference, and so this mandate will be in place.
In Peru, Pedro Castillo will become president today. The official result of the presidential election was delayed by over a month after allegations of fraud. Left-wing Castillo beat right-wing Keiko Fujimori by just 40,000 votes in an election in which 18.8 million people voted. On Monday, a coalition of opposition parties agreed to lead Peru's Congress, which will make it more difficult for Castillo to make changes. Europe. In Germany, there was a large explosion at an industrial park near the city of Leverkusen yesterday. 2 people are known to have died, 4 people are missing, and 16 were injured in the explosion and fire at the chemical disposal site. In Italy, wildfires on the island of Sardinia have forced people to leave their homes. France and the European Union have sent firefighting planes to help extinguish the fires, which have already destroyed 50,000 acres of forest. Asia. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has been visiting the United States. Al-Kadhimi and President Joe Biden have signed an agreement for the US to finish its military mission in Iraq by the end of this year, more than 18 years after American soldiers were first sent there. Biden committed to continuing to help the fight against Daesh, the Islamic State group.
You know, we support strengthening Iraq's democracy, and we're anxious to make sure the election goes forward in October. And we're also committed to our security cooperation, our shared fight against ISIS.
Today, our relation is stronger than ever. God bless our two countries.
In Hong Kong, the first person to be charged under the new national security law was found guilty yesterday of terrorism and inciting secession. Secession means independence. Tong Ying Kit drove a motorbike into a police barricade last July while waving a flag that said, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." China says that the new security law is important to bring stability to Hong Kong. However, democracy activists say that it reduces Hong Kong's autonomy and criminalizes peaceful protest. North and South Korea have restored their hotline after a year. Communications between the two countries was restarted, according to statements by South Korea's presidential office and North Korea's state media agency. Last year, North Korea stopped all communications with the South after accusing the South of failing to stop activists from sending anti-North Korea propaganda across the border. And Iran has launched its own love-finding app, despite the fact that Western-style dating is banned in Iran. Hamdam, which is the Persian word for companion, offers to connect men and women in an Islamic way, and can only be used after the user has their identity verified. It has been reported that the government has sponsored the app after a fall in fertility rates. Those are the world's most important stories. Do any of the stories in today's news affect you? Do you have an opinion on any news story? Or is there an important story that we've missed? You can send comments or opinions in writing or in an audio message at send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a wonderful day.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.